Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The first single-shot vaccine against the coronavirus has gotten the go-ahead from the Food and Drug Administration. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The vaccine is manufactured by Johnson & Johnson, and unlike the other vaccines already in use, it only requires one jab instead of two. It also doesn't require any specialized freezers. Johnson & Johnson says it's already shipping the several million doses it has ready to go and expects to have shipped 20 million doses by the end of March. By the middle of the year, the company says it will have delivered enough vaccine to protect 100 million people. So far, only about 7% of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump will make his first speech since leaving office this hour at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports.
The former president is expected to talk about the future of the Republican Party. For Trump and this CPAC crowd, that means Trump at the head of it. Trump's son, Donald Jr., said Friday at CPAC that his father's speech would not be low energy and would solidify his father and the MAGA movement as the future of the Republican Party. Trump has held out the possibility of running for office again in 2024. That has effectively frozen the potential Republican presidential field. Expect the former president to draw distinctions with President Biden. One possible focus could be immigration. The two men have taken decidedly different approaches, and it's an issue that has animated Trump's politics and his base. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is preparing to hear arguments this week over Arizona's proposed measures that would make it harder to vote. GOP lawmakers say they're concerned about election security. The Justice Department is appealing a judge's ruling last week that declared halting evictions during the pandemic is illegal. NPR's Amy Held reports the DOJ says renters need protection to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Federal prosecutors have filed a notice of appeal in the Eastern District Court of Texas. That's where a judge ruled last week that the CDC had overstepped its authority by issuing an eviction moratorium. Last year, the CDC ordered landlords to temporarily stop kicking out certain tenants behind on their rent, saying it was a public health measure to slow the spread of COVID-19. A group of Texas property owners sued, and the federal judge sided with them, saying the moratorium was unconstitutional. Justice Department lawyers argue pausing evictions keeps people off the streets and out of crowded shelters in the pandemic, and that the judge's decision does not apply beyond the plaintiffs in the Texas case. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Israel says it will administer COVID-19 vaccines to thousands of Palestinians who work in Israel and its occupied West Bank settlements. Palestinian authorities have imposed a lockdown in the West Bank as cases there surge. Voters in El Salvador are electing members of Congress and hundreds of mayors today. Maria Martin reports the election is seen as a referendum on the country's popular but controversial president, Nayib Bukele.
Political tensions have been high in El Salvador in the runoff to Sunday's legislative elections. Two candidates of the opposition FMLN were killed last month, allegedly by members of President Bukele's government. Bukele himself is accused of using the army to do his bidding, as in February when it occupied Congress to force a vote his way. Still, the charismatic Bukele is hugely popular. Analysts say people are sick and tired of traditional parties. Democracy advocates fear an increase in political intolerance with a likely landslide for Bukele's allies. Meanwhile, international observers watch the vote, and San Salvador's archbishop pleads for peace and transparency. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
Golden Globe Awards will be handed out later today in a virtual ceremony. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association will honor what they consider the best in TV and film. Netflix productions are expected to win big. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.